This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia says its forces destroyed three Ukrainian naval drones being used in an attempt to attack a key bridge linking Russia to Moscow-annexed Crimea. There was no immediate comment from Ukrainian officials. One civilian was killed and three wounded during shelling of Russia's Belgorod and Kursk regions bordering Ukraine. Another two died and four were wounded during shelling of Ukraine's southern Kherson and northeastern Sumy regions. Typhoon Saola made landfall in the southern Chinese province of Guangdong early on Saturday as violent winds lashed nearby Shenzhen, Hong Kong, and Macau, leaving at least one dead and a trail of destruction and flooding in many areas. Ryan Chang reports.
A glass panel fell from an office building, water gushed from broken pipes, and fallen trees were strewn over numerous roads. Businesses, schools, and financial markets were shut as Hong Kong imposed its highest hurricane storm signal 10 on Friday night. By early Saturday, authorities downgraded the typhoon warning in Hong Kong. Its normally bustling streets were lined with trees uprooted by strong winds. Super Typhoon Saola was among the strongest storms to hit southern China in decades. After lashing out at Hong Kong, the typhoon made landfall in Guangdong. Floods were seen in Huizhou and hundreds of thousands were evacuated from high-risk areas. A second typhoon, Haikui, is approaching Taiwan. It's set to hit the island on Sunday before heading to China's province of Fujian.
U.S. President Joe Biden approved the Medal of Honor for Army helicopter pilot Larry Taylor, who rescued soldiers in a Vietnam War firefight. David Hill, one of the men Taylor saved, describes what happened when they alerted Taylor to their position.
I'm heading back your way, myself and my wingman, and when I say go, pop those flares. He said, go, we popped the flares, and all hell broke loose.
India has launched a spacecraft to study the sun less than 2 weeks after a successful landing near the moon's south pole. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Normal. Are you on tracking?
The Aditya L-1 spacecraft took off on board a satellite launch vehicle from the Sriharikota Space Center in southern India. It is on a quest to study the sun from a point about 930,000 miles from Earth, known as L-1. Crowds rejoiced near the launch site as one spectator said she was proud to behold another historic moment for her nation.
We are privileged to be an Indian and witness this kind of developmental activities.
India became the first country to land a spacecraft near the moon's south pole on August the 23rd. The mission was a historic voyage to uncharted territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the self-made Egyptian billionaire who bought the Harrods department store and promoted the discredited conspiracy theory that the British royal family was behind the death of his son and Princess Diana, has died. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Around but never fully accepted by the British establishment, Al-Fayed was known as a flamboyant and wildly outspoken tycoon. Born in Egypt, he built his family's fortune in real estate, shipping, and construction. He moved to Britain in the 1970s and in 1985 sparked one of the country's most bitter business feuds, trying to take over Harrods. After a quarter of a century of ownership, he sold the department store to Qatar's sovereign wealth fund. Al-Fayed would later become obsessed by the belief that Princess Diana's death was orchestrated by the royal family, a conspiracy theory that was unsupported by any evidence. His own son Dodi, who was dating Diana at the time, died alongside the royal when their car crashed in Paris as they tried to outrun paparazzi.
Tens of thousands of protesters gathered outside a French military base in Niger's capital, Niamey, on Saturday, demanding that its troops leave in the wake of a military coup that has widespread popular support, but which Paris refuses to recognize. The July 26th coup is one of eight in West and Central Africa since 2020. Anti-French sentiment has risen since the coup, but soured further last week when France ignored the junta's order for its ambassador to leave. Niger has also cut military coordination with French forces. The Nobel Foundation on Saturday retracted its invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies after the controversial decision, quote, provoked strong reactions. Several Swedish lawmakers said Friday they would boycott this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies. Sweden, after the private foundation that administers the award, changed its position from a year earlier and invited representatives of three countries to attend. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.